Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us as we mourn the death of Linda Werbelow, our beloved sister in Christ. Amen. John, Liana, Selena, and Joshua, grandchildren, family, and friends, our Lord has taken Linda from this world to himself in heaven. But take heart, we will see her again. So says Jesus, who is our resurrection and our life. Amen. In the Gospel of John, Jesus assures us, saying, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own." Linda knew Jesus as her good shepherd. These are part of the final words I shared with her. Linda was known by Jesus, who marked her as one of his own in baptism. We take comfort in the truth, then, that as our good shepherd claimed Linda as his own, so does she now abide in our shepherd's arms, where no wolf can threaten, no hireling can abandon. Linda is with Jesus and his flock in heaven. That's why the front of your bulletin has the picture that it does. Beloved, the grief we share in this day is a testament to love. We grieve because we loved Linda and were loved by her. Let us find solace then in the knowledge that she is now in the care of our shepherd, in the arms of our God who loved her first and most, and to such an extent that she could say with the psalmist, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside those still waters, and he restores my soul." Like King David, Linda knew the Lord as her shepherd, who led her through life, through trials and joys, and now through this valley of the shadow of death to himself in heaven. Now, just as he is Linda's shepherd, so is he yours. And herein lies our comfort this day. Our shepherd's victory on the cross is a banner before our eyes. Therefore, as we stand now at death's gate, we confess boldly with Linda and St. Paul, "Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Behold the victory that Christ has won for us. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?" This is our assurance, my friends. Not that death is easy or painless, but that death does not have the final word. Our shepherd does. And his word is victory. Victory over death. Victory for Linda. Victory for us. Victory for the world. Victory that doesn't end in death, but results in a resurrection to life eternal. So says Jesus, who is the firstborn from among the dead. "I am the good shepherd," he says. "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I have authority from my Father to lay it down, and I have authority to take it back up again. I came that my sheep may have life and have it abundantly." Yes, beloved, although Linda has died, yet does she live. She lived an abundant life, and she still does with Jesus. And behold, there is yet more. Soon, Linda will be resurrected, changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet, Linda will put on the incorruptible the immortal, and her death will be swallowed up in victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. On that day in which we eagerly await, she will be reunited with all those who love her and who love her shepherd. One joyous flock with one joyful shepherd who shall say to us in that hour, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." You see, the comfort we seek this day, my friends, is not found in escaping our grief, but in embracing the hope offered to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. And so even in our grief, we yet rejoice. We rejoice in the victory Christ won for Linda, for his work in and through Linda's life, for the love she gave and received, for the impact she had on her family, her students, this community, and this church. We rejoice for the faith that she held, for the good shepherd she knew and followed after, and in the truth that she now rests in his arms, in the arms of he who laid down his life for us, who comforts us today as we mourn, who brings beauty to our ashes, the oil of joy to our grief, and the garment of praise to our heavy spirits. Linda's life was a testament to this Savior of ours. Although in her latter years she became bound by some physical limitations, yet did her spirit remain free. It was as Jesus said, "If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed." Jesus was sent to free Linda and to free you. He was sent to proclaim liberty to the captives, to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach good tidings to the poor. He came to set us all free from the shackles of sin and death, free from the fear of the evil one. Yes, Jesus set Linda free, and now sets us free from the bonds of our grief. Consider how Linda did not let the sorrows of life weigh her down. In her freedom, Linda spent her days following the example of our Lord. And many of you got to see it. As a teacher, Linda became like a shepherdess herself, guiding the young in her care through the often treacherous pastures of their youth. She stood guard over them and fed them with good teaching, instilling in them a love for learning, inspiring dreams, and empowering countless young minds to rejoice in everything that is good and true and beautiful about this life. In this way, Linda was more than a teacher. She was a beacon of joy and creativity, an artist whose love for crafting brought beauty to this fallen world. Quilting, which you see before you, beading, jewelry making, and origami, which escapes my abilities. These were not just mere hobbies, but expressions of Linda's soul, of her vision of the world through our Savior's eyes. Through her craft, she brought Christ's beauty to the world of ashes, his joy to those who mourn, his praises to those with heavy spirits. Not only did Linda pour out his love upon her students, she poured it out upon her family. Linda served as a loving wife, a dedicated mother, a caring sister, and a doting grandmother. To each of these roles, Linda brought her trademark tenacity. That's the word we came with the other day. Tenacity. Her dedication and her love. Often with a contagious laugh, so I hear, Linda ensured that her family and her students were always cared for, always loved, always shepherded by the Lord. See, Linda and her life bear witness to our shepherd, She listened to His voice. She followed Him, and taking after His example, she led others to do the same, as she does even now. She loved Christ. She loved us as Christ loved. She served as He served. And now she rests where He is, awaiting that day when we will see her again. And so it is that on this day of our grief, we do not say goodbye to Linda, but rather a warm, until we see you again, Linda, in the green pastures of eternal life. So it will be. Such is the comfort of all those who believe in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ, the true shepherd of the sheep. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us Linda, for the love she shared, for the lives she touched, and for the assurance that she is now at rest in the arms of your Son, our shepherd, Jesus Christ. As we remember her, help us to live by the example she set in faith towards you and in loving service to one another until you take us home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The congregation stands for the prayer of the church.